Jonah. Chapter 1. The word of Jehovah came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim judgment against her, for their wickedness has come to my attention." But Jonah got up to run away from Jehovah to Tarshish. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went aboard to go with them to Tarshish, away from Jehovah. Then Jehovah hurled a strong wind at the sea, and there was such a violent storm on the sea that the ship was about to be wrecked. The mariners were so frightened that each of them began to call on his God for help, and they began throwing the articles of the ship into the sea to make it lighter. But Jonah had gone down into the inner part of the ship, where he lay down and fell fast asleep. The ship captain approached and said to him,
"Why are you sleeping? Get up! Call out to your God. Perhaps the true God will show his concern for us, and we will not perish."
Then they said to one another,
"Come, let us cast lots to find out who is to blame for this calamity."
So they cast lots, and the lot fell to Jonah. They said to him,
"Please tell us, who is to blame for this calamity that has come upon us? What is your work, and where do you come from? What is your country, and from what people are you?"
He replied, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear Jehovah, the God of the heavens, the one who made the sea and the dry land." At this, the men became even more afraid, and they asked him,
"What have you done?"
The men learned that he was running away from Jehovah, because he had told them. So they said to him,
"What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?"
For the sea was growing more and more stormy. He replied, "Lift me up and throw me into the sea, and the sea will calm down for you, for I know that it is because of me that this violent storm has come upon you." However, the men rowed hard to bring the ship back to dry land, but they could not, because the sea grew more and more stormy around them. Then they called out to Jehovah and said,
"Ah, now, O Jehovah, please, may we not perish because of this man. Do not hold us responsible for innocent blood, since you have done as you pleased, O Jehovah."
Then they lifted Jonah up and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased its raging. Then the men were struck with great fear of Jehovah, and they offered a sacrifice to Jehovah and made vows. Jehovah now sent a huge fish to swallow Jonah, so that Jonah came to be in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.